Section 5. Military Competition in Space. Out of view, but no less real a competition, the drive to develop space for military uses paralleled scientific efforts. Well before the launch of Sputnik 1, both the US and the USSR started developing plans for reconnaissance satellites. The Soviet Zenith spacecraft, which by the dual use designed in by Korolev eventually became Vostok, began as a photo imaging satellite. It competed with the U.S. Air Force's Discoverer series. Discoverer 8 provided the first payload recovered from space in August 1960, one day ahead of the first Soviet recovered payload. Both the U.S. and USSR developed major military space programs, often following a pattern whereby the U.S. only completed a mock-up before its program ended, while the USSR built or even orbited theirs. 1. Supersonic Intercontinental Cruise Missile, Navaho, test program stopped, versus Buran cruise missile, plan. 2. Small-winged spacecraft, X-20 Dinosaur mock-up versus MIG-105 flight tested. Satellite inspection capsule, Blue Gemini mock-up versus Soyuz Interceptor plan. Military Space Station, MOL plan versus Almaz, flown somewhat modified as Salyut 2, 3, and 5. Military capsule with hatch in heat shield, Gemini B, tested crewless in space, versus Mercure space capsule, flown crewless as part of TKS. Ferry to military space station, Gemini ferry, plan, versus TKS, flown crewless in space and docked with a Salyut. Section 6, the, quote, end, end quote, of the space race. While the Sputnik 1 launch can clearly be called the start of the space race, its end is more debatable. Most hotly contested during the 1960s, the space race continued apace through the Apollo moon landing of 1969. Although they followed Apollo 11 with 5 more manned lunar landings, American space scientists turned to new arenas. Skylab would gather data, and the space shuttle would work on returning spaceships intact from space journeys. Americans would claim that by first landing a man on the moon, they had won this unofficial, quote, race, end quote. Soviet scientists, meanwhile, pushed ahead with their own projects, and would likely not have conceded anything like defeat. In any event, as the Cold War cooled, and as other nations began to develop their own space programs, the notion of a continuing race between the two superpowers became less real. Both nations had developed manned military space programs. The USAF had proposed using its Titan missile to launch the Dinosaur hypersonic glider to use in intercepting enemy satellites. The plan for the manned operating laboratory, using hardware based on the Gemini program to carry out surveillance missions, superseded Dinosaur, but this also suffered cancellation. The USSR commissioned the Almaz program for a similar manned military space station, which merged with the Salyut program. The space race slowed after the Apollo landing, which many observers described as its apex or even its end. Others, including space historian Carol Scott and Romanian Dr. Florin Pop's Cold War project, feel its end came most clearly with the joint Apollo-Soyuz mission of 1975. The Soviet craft Soyuz 19 met and docked in space with America's Apollo 18, allowing astronauts from the rival nations to pass into each other's ships and participate in combined experimentation. Although each country's endeavors in space persisted, they went largely in different, quote, directions, end quote, and the notion of a continuing two-nation, quote, race, end quote, became outdated after Apollo-Soyuz. Section 8. organization, funding, and the economic impact. The huge expenditures and bureaucracy needed to organize successful space exploration led to the creation of national space agencies. The United States and the Soviet Union developed programs focused solely on the scientific and industrial requirements for these efforts. On July 29, 1958, President Eisenhower signed the National Aeronautics and Space Act of 1958, establishing the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA. When it began operations on October 1, 1958, NASA consisted mainly of four laboratories and some 8,000 employees of the government's 46-year-old research agency for aeronautics, the National Advisory Committee for Aeronautics, NACA. While its predecessor, NACA, operated on a $5 million budget, NASA funding rapidly accelerated to $5 billion per year, including huge sums for subcontractors from the private sector. The Apollo 11 moon landing, the high point of NASA's success, cost an estimated $20 to $25 billion United States dollars. Lack of reliable statistics makes it difficult to compare United States and Soviet space spending, especially during the Khrushchev years. However, in 1989, the then Chief of Staff of the Soviet Armed Services, General M. Moiseev, reported that the Soviet Union had allocated 6.9 billion rubles, about $4 billion, to its space program that year. Other Soviet officials estimated that their total manned space expenses totaled about that amount over the entire duration of the programs, with some lower unofficial estimates of about 4.5 billion rubles. In addition to the murkiness of the figures, such comparisons must also take into account the likely effect of Soviet propaganda, which pursued the goal of making the Soviet Union look strong and of confusing the Western analysis. Inefficient organization also plagued the Soviet effort. The USSR had nothing like NASA. The Russian Aviation and Space Agency originated only in the 1990s. Too many political issues in science, imaginary values instead of real ones, and too many personal views handicapped Soviet progress. Every Soviet chief designer had to stand for his own ideas, looking for the patronage of a communist official. In 1964, between the various chief designers, the USSR was developing 30 different programs of launcher and spacecraft design. Following the death of Korolev, the Soviet space program became reactive, attempting to maintain parity with the US. In 1974, the USSR reorganized their space program, creating the Energia project to duplicate the U.S. space shuttle with Buran. The Soviets also operated in the face of a largely impoverished population, not enjoying the fruits of the expanding U.S. economy. Eventually, the Soviets' inefficient economy, organization, and lack of funds led them to lose their early advantage. The high economic cost of the space race, along with the extremely expensive arms race, eventually deepened the economic crisis of the communist economic system and proved one of the factors that led to the collapse of the Soviet Union. Section 9. Deaths. When America's Apollo 15 left the moon, the astronauts left behind a memorial to astronauts from both nations who had perished during the efforts to reach the moon. In the United States, the first astronauts to die during direct participation in space travel or preparation served in Apollo 1, command pilot Virgil Gus Grissom, senior pilot Edward White, and pilot Roger Chaff. These three died in a fire during a ground test on January 27, 1967. Flights of the Soviet Union's Soyuz 1 and Soyuz 2 also resulted in cosmonaut deaths. Soyuz 1, launched into orbit on April 23, 1967, carried a single cosmonaut, Colonel Vladimir Mikhailovich 321, Colonel Vladimir Mikhailovich Komarov, who died when the spacecraft crashed after return to Earth. In 1971, Soyuz 2's cosmonaut Georgi 321. In 1971, Soyuz 2's cosmonauts Georgi Dobrolovsky, Viktor Patsayev, and Vladislav Volkov asphyxiated during re-entry. The monitoring of Soviet telemetry has led to claims of other deaths based on audio or loss of telemetered vital signs in spaceflight, which the Soviet Union did not announce. Other astronauts died in related missions, including four Americans who died in crashes of T-38 aircraft. Russian Yuri Gagarin, the first man in space, met a similar death when he crashed in a MiG fighter in 1968. Section 9, Timeline, 1957 through 1975. Columns. Date, significance, country, mission name. August 21st, 1957. ICBM. USSR. R7/SS6 Sapwood. October 4th, 1957. Artificial satellite, Earth's. USSR, Sputnik 1. November 3, 1957. Animal in orbit, dog. USSR, Sputnik 2. January 31, 1958. Detection of Van Allen belts. USA, ABMA, Explorer 1. December 18, 1957. Communications satellite. USA, ABMA, Project SCORE, January 4th, 1959, Artificial Satellite, SUNS, USSR, Luna 1, February 17th, 1959, Weather Satellite, USA, NASA, Vanguard 2, August 7th, 1959, Photo of Earth from Space, USA, NASA, Explorer 6. September 14, 1959. Probe to the Moon. USSR. Luna 2. October 7, 1959. Photo of the far side of the Moon. USSR. Luna 3. August 18, 1960. Reconnaissance Satellite. USA. Air Force. KH-1-9009. April 12, 1961. Human in orbit. USSR. Vostok 1. June 16, 1963. Woman in orbit. USSR. Vostok 6. March 18, 1965. Extravehicular activity. USSR. Voskhod 2. December 15, 1965. Orbital rendezvous. USA NASA, Gemini 6A and Gemini 7. March 1, 1966. Probe to another planet. USSR, Venera 3. July 20th, 1969. Human on the Moon. USA NASA, Apollo 11. April 23rd, 1971. Space Station, USSR, Salyut 1. July 15, 1975. First U.S.-USSR joint mission. USSR-USA-NASA. Apollo-Soyuz test project. Section 11. Legacy of the space race. Section 11.1. Advances in technology and education. Technology, especially in aerospace engineering and electronic communication, advanced greatly during this period. The effects of the space race, however, went far beyond rocketry, physics, and astronomy. Space-age technology extended to fields as diverse as home economics and forest defoliation studies, and the push to win the race changed the very ways in which students learned science. American concerns that they had fallen so quickly behind Russia in the race to space led quickly to a push by legislators and educators for greater emphasis on mathematics and on the physical sciences in U.S. schools. America's National Defense Education Act of 1958 increased funding for these goals from childhood education through the postgraduate level. The scientists fostered by these efforts helped develop for space exploration technologies which have seen adapted uses ranging from the kitchen to athletic fields, dried and ready-to-eat foods, stay-dry clothing, and even no-fog ski goggles have their roots in space science. Today, over 1,000 artificial satellites orbit Earth, relaying communications data around the planet and facilitating remote sensing of data on weather, vegetation, and human movements to nations who employ them. In addition, much of the microtechnology which fuels everyday activities from timekeeping to enjoying music derives from research initially driven by the space race. The USSR remained the undisputed leader in rocketry, even up to the end of the Cold War. The US became superior in electronics, remote sensing, vehicle guidance, and robotic control. Section 11.2. More space races to come? Although its pace has slowed, space exploration continues to advance long after the demise of the space race. The USA launched the first reusable spacecraft, Space Shuttle, on the 20th anniversary of Gagarin's flight, April 12, 1981. On November 15, 1988, the USSR launched Buran, the first and only automatic reusable spacecraft. These and other nations continued to launch probes, satellites of many types, and huge space telescopes. The possibility of a second international space race appeared at the end of the 20th century, with the European Space Agency taking the lead in commercial rocket launches with Ariane 4, and competing in unmanned space exploration with NASA. ESA's efforts have culminated into ambitious plans, such as the Aurora program, that intends to send a human mission to Mars no later than 2030, and has set various flagship missions to reach this goal. With U.S. President Bush's similar announcement in 2004, outlining a time frame for the construction and mission plan of the Crew Exploration Vehicle, a subsequent return to the Moon and later to Mars by 2030. The two major space agencies have similar plans. As of 2005, ESA might have a head start, as it has teamed up with Russia. They are likely to co-fund and develop the CEV counterpart, Clipper spacecraft, that is scheduled to first launch in 2011, years earlier than its American opponent, which is yet at an early draft status. Other nations are also capable of increasing competition in space exploration. Although funding is not in the same league with ESA or NASA, the successful manned spaceflight of Shenzhou 5 by the People's Republic of China has shown what other countries can achieve. Another kind of space race may differ in nature from the original Soviet-American competition, as it could occur between commercial space enterprises. Early efforts in what is commonly referred to as space tourism to run the first commercial trips into orbit culminated on April 28, 2001, when American Dennis Tito became the first fee-paying tourist when he visited the International Space Station on board Russia's Soyuz TM-32. The Ansari X Prize, a competition for private suborbital spaceships, has also evoked the prospect of a new space race by private companies. In late 2004, British aviator financier Richard Branson announced the launch of Virgin Galactic, a company which will use Spaceship One technology, with hopes of launching suborbital flights by 2008. Section 13. Related topics. Space vehicle guidance using the gyroscopic compass. Celestial mechanics calculating the trajectories for space travel. List of spacecraft maneuvers. U.S. Space Surveillance Network tracks objects in space. Clipper, Russian-European cooperation for a new space shuttle-type launch craft. Crew exploration vehicle, American counterpart to Clipper. Section 14. References. An Unfinished Life, John F. Kennedy, 1917 through 1963. Robert Dalek, 2003. ISBN 0-316172-38-3. Arrows to the Moon. Avro's Engineers and the Space Race. Chris Gaynor, 2001. ISBN 1-896522-83-1. Fallen Astronauts. Heroes Who Died Reaching for the Moon. Colin Burgess. Kate Doolan. Bert Viz, 2003. ISBN 0803262124. Light This Candle, The Life and Times of Alan Shepard, America's First Spaceman. Neil Thompson, 2004. ISBN 060-96-10015. The New Columbia Encyclopedia, Columbia University Press, 1975. The Right Stuff, Tom Wolfe. Paperback Edition, 2001. ISBN 0553-81350, ISBN 0613916670. Russia in Space, The Failed Frontier, Brian Harvey, 2001, ISBN 1852332034. The Soviet Space Race with Apollo, Asif A. Siddiqui, 2003, ISBN 0813026288. Soyuz, an Universal Spacecraft, Rex Hall, David J. Shaler, 2003, ISBN 1852336579. Space for Women, A History of Women with the Right Stuff, Pamela Franny, 2002, ISBN 1931643121. Space Exploration, Carol Scott, Eyewitness Books, 1997. Sputnik and the Soviet Space Challenge, Asif A. Siddiqui, 2003, ISBN 081302627X. Stages to Saturn, A Technological History of the Apollo-Saturn Launch Vehicles, Roger E. Bilstein, 2003, ISBN 0813026911. Yeager, An Autobiography, Chuck Yeager, 1986. ISBN 0553256742. Section 15. External links. Core/NSF. Arrows to the Moon synopsis. Artwork representing the Cold War in space. http://www.deepcold.com. Space Race Exhibition at the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum. TheSpaceRace.com. Mercury, Gemini, and Apollo Space Programs. http://www.thespacerace.com. Timeline of the Space Race to the Moon, 1960 through 1969. http://www.historyshots.com/space/timeline.cfm. Letter from Wernher von Braun to Vice President Johnson.
This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft /fdl.html.